The year 2008 is known as the year of the global financial crisis. Many describe it as the most severe recession in the United States since the Great Depression of 1929. It was characterized by housing crash, stock market crash, international financial collapse, even national bankruptcies. There were countries like Greece and Iceland who were in bankruptcy. This was the economic environment in which Martin found himself. Martin was in his dream job. He was financially stable, had a lovely family, a lovely home. He felt accomplished. All his life, he had worked towards his professional development, and he had reached the pinnacle. He had a purpose. He felt accomplished. That is, until 2008. The great global crisis forced Martin's company to close its doors. They went bankrupt. Martin lost his job. He felt lost. Everything that he had worked for many years was gone. His accomplishments, years of effort, his purpose was gone. Martin struggled to find a job. He felt useless, lost, and without a purpose. He couldn't handle feeling ashamed and unproductive. He felt as if he had let his family down. Martin ended by taking his life. Unfortunately, Martin's story is not unique. There were over 4,500 people that committed suicide and was attributed to the Great Recession in 2009. And even today, many people find themselves without a purpose. They fall in addictions, depressions, anxiety, or worse. Like Martin, many take their life. There was an article in Psychology Today from the year 2020 that stated that having a purpose is crucial to our lives. The article showed that there was a correlation between having a purpose and living a longer, healthier, wealthier life. The article concluded that we need to find our purpose not only to change our lives, but to change the world. Now, if you recall in the gospel for the last couple of weeks, and I know you might say, I don't even remember what you just read, how am I going to go back a couple of weeks? So we'll walk with it together. There's been a theme of a vineyard, working at a vineyard. 2 weeks ago, we heard a landowner selecting people at different times, going out and sending them to work at a vineyard. And then at the end of the day, he would pay them all the same reward. We can view this as God being the landowner, and he's so loving that he wants all of us to have the same reward, the reward of the heavenly kingdom. Last week, we heard of a father who approached his two sons and asked them to go out and work in the vineyard. One said yes, but didn't go. The other one said no, later repented, and actually went. So we could think about that in regards to our loving Father allowing us to repent, to change our ways. We could think about it as a merciful Father. Today we find ourselves back at the vineyard. In the gospel, Jesus is telling the parable that is similar to the first reading in the book of Isaiah. It describes the vineyard as being prepared, cleared, hedge built around it, a wine press dug on it, a watchtower, and the choicest vines planted on it. In other words, the vineyard is the perfect environment to produce fruit. Now, why all this talk about vineyards? If we think about the psalm today, it answers that question for us. The Lord shares all these parables about the vineyards because he tells us that the vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel. The vineyard of the Lord is his chosen people. The vineyard of the Lord is his church. In his vineyard, in his church, he has planted the choicest vines. He has provided everything that is needed for that vine to produce fruit. He cleared it, he built a tower, he protected, he placed you in that vineyard to protect it, to work it, to produce fruit. The gospel acclamation states that you have been chosen from the world, but chosen for a purpose. And that purpose is to go out and bear fruit. And not just any fruit, good fruit. The fact that you are here today says that you responded to that call. Knowingly or not, you have accepted your purpose of working at the vineyard to bear good fruit. And you might be wondering, so what is this fruit that I'm supposed to be bearing? St. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, speaks of fruit. He speaks of spiritual fruit, and we could look at that as our personal fruit. He speaks of the fruit of the Spirit as being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, I don't think that that list is exhaustive, but it gives us a perspective of the type of fruit that we are supposed to be bearing. This fruit will come at the right time. Not at our time, but at God's time. To bear fruit is not an overnight process. Just like farmers go out through an agricultural process of preparing the soil, seeding, sowing, fertilizing, irrigating, and harvesting. Our process of bearing fruit is similar. It will not happen overnight. Equally, you might not see the fruit growing in your life as you anticipated, but that does not mean that the fruit is not growing. A seed takes a while to grow to the point of bearing fruit. But without its growth, bearing fruit is not possible. Like Martin, many find themselves without purpose, wandering through life in search of meaning. As our Father has shown us in multiple parables of the vineyard, He loves us so much that He wants to give us the ultimate reward, which is eternal life. He is merciful enough where He's welcoming and accepting us at all times. He has prepared His vineyard, hedged it, built a tower, and has planted the choicest vines. You have a purpose. You have been called to work at the vineyard and to produce good fruit. He has given us and will give us everything that we need to produce good fruit, because He has given us Himself. If you find yourself anxious, worried, without purpose, or not knowing what your job at the vineyard might be, follow St. Paul's advice to the Philippians in today's second reading and pray. Pray and ask the Lord to give you guidance, to help you find your place, your job in His vineyard. And as you approach the table of the Lord, the Eucharist, thank Him. Thank Him for calling you today and for being able to respond.